You can certainly be in control of your own reactions, of your own emotions, of how you frame reality, of your perceptions, and of your awareness.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to
Surrounded by Idiots
Radio Podcast.
Well, it's that time, it's that place again. Welcome back to the Surrounded by Idiots Radio Podcast. This is Tony. I am your host, as usual, and it's really great to be back with you. Let's do a quick little inventory right now in terms of how we're doing. Real time right now, it's in May. It's towards the end of May in 2021. We are all sort of trying to crawl out of the COVID pandemic mess that we've been in, the self-isolation, the quarantining that's been going on for the past anywhere from 12 to 15, 16 months. I know that some of my friends out in India are having a very difficult time still. It's still going through there. I know that there are some people in Australia because that's starting to happen again. Taking everything in context, let's just say that with the vaccines that we have, we are going to be edging slowly and slowly out of this particular situation. So here's the issue. Life as we have known it does not exist anymore. Because we have gone through this, there have been some changes, some of which will stay and some of which will go by the wayside. And this is all based on history. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about how the rules have changed in regards to dating right now in 2021 versus how it was pre-pandemic. It is a new world out there, and if you want to step back into the dating and relationship ring of fire, then there are some things you need to do in order to get your mind right and in order to get out there and start the process in a functional manner, because the expectations have absolutely changed. You may be rusty because you haven't been out there in quite a while. You may not feel as though, yeah, maybe because a couple extra peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on the couch, you may not be the best version of yourself. And I'm not just talking physically. I'm talking just still dealing with all of the stuff that we've been dealing with. There's also that feeling of FOMO that's been happening. So with the FOMO comes this attitude or almost this anxiety of trying to make up for lost time. And through all of this, perhaps you've done some rearranging of your priorities to where the person that you were or the things that meant a lot to you before all this happened maybe don't mean so much. So there's a lot of things up in the air right now, especially for people that went through the pandemic isolation by themselves. I want to share a story with you about somebody that I happen to know. And she's 29, 30 years old, very successful. At the beginning, it was okay for her because she had kind of just started this job. There was a discovery process in that. So it was kind of a new experience that presented itself every day anyway. And so she could focus on that. However, that did not last long. And as the time went on, she realized that the job that she was in, although was a good job, didn't really fit her so well. The focus that she had to help her cope with the fact that she was single, where she didn't have to think about she was single, that started to wane because there was a level of unfulfillment now that was starting to come from the job. Plus the fact that as much as her friends wanted to help in regards to supporting her, it still reinforced the fact that she was going at it alone. This pattern repeated day after day after day until finally she cracked. It was utter burnout, depressed, and finally there was enough leverage in her life, enough crap that piled on top, enough straws to break the camel's back that she finally reached out and called me. And in the process of that, over the past 2 months, she has done amazing work on herself and is in a way better place to jump back in and deal with the new environment, to deal with the new rules of dating in 2021. Now, the point of all this is, in order to move forward in this new environment, you must become more self-possessed. Being self-possessed is being confident, being composed, and being in control. Now, you can't control the environment. You can't control what other people say, but you can certainly be in control of your own reactions, of your own emotions, of how you frame reality, of your perceptions, and of your awareness. And a good way to do that is to use a method I'm going to share with you. It's called the Know It, Own It, Show It method. On the first level is the foundation. As you can see, that's the Know It. The first thing you have to understand is yourself. You have to know what the triggers are. You have to know what you want in life, what you want for yourself, what you want in a relationship. You may think you do, but it's shocking to me how many people sit there and when you ask them what they want, they don't really know. They say, well, I think I know, but I can't put it into words. Well, then you really don't know. Because that's just the ego putting out stuff maybe based on fear. That's maybe a needing instead of a wanting, which you know that never ends up well. So knowing what you want is the first step. Then the next step up from that, you have to build on top of that. You narrow it down. And you narrow it down to owning it. Once you throw out what you want, you have to decide kind of the reasons why that you want it. Now, do I want this because I fear being alone for the rest of my life, which is not a good reason to want something? That's a need. Or do I want it because I'm at a point in my life where I would like to be with somebody to create this third strong entity, to be a good teammate, to share my life with somebody? In the process of determining the good reasons why you want something and then the toxic or the harmful reasons why you want something, then you have a better idea in terms of the functional thing, the real things that you should pursue. You have to own the reasons why you want something. Once you do that, then you have to figure out how to show that. How do you take those things that you funneled into your direction in your head, and how now do you act accordingly? How now do you take those and you act in integrity in real life, in your behaviors, in how you interact with other people, and in this case, how you interact in the dating world? So what's the process that you go through to figure out all this stuff? Well, it's called creating a dating relationship checklist. You'd be surprised how many people do not or have not created a list. This is a very important thing. Now, it doesn't mean that you're creating this checklist when you go out or you're starting to cultivate some sort of a relationship with somebody, you're sitting there and you're checking off boxes necessarily. But what it means is this: there should be a number of things on that list that you deserve. Total deal breakers, if they do not have them, it's extremely important to stay in integrity, because now we're talking about the show it part of that three-part pyramid. It's very important that you stay in integrity and you have the confidence and you have the self-love in order to say these things haven't shown up, or they were there, but they're not there now. You're not being in integrity with yourself if you move forward and let those things slide. This happens so many times. And I'm not talking about you deserve getting a dozen red roses every single week for the rest of your life. I'm talking about you deserve basic respect. You deserve love from your relationship. You deserve to have somebody that has your back. You deserve a good teammate. These are like basic common stuff. And if you don't have those things, what are you doing? Man, you deserve to be loved. You deserve to be respected. Because that's the exercise in order to become extremely clear on the things that you need, the things that you need to look for in dating in 2021. Because if you can focus on those things, the other extraneous things, the political nonsense and the you being rusty and the best version and all that kind of stuff, all that stuff takes a back seat to this, because it'll come down to just the basic things that we've always needed in terms of dating and relationships. I hope things are good. If it comes down to where you need extra help with this, or you need help with creating a priority list, you can always get a hold of me at tony@javabud.com, JAVABUD. I hope things are great. You can find me on every platform. Be good to yourself. You deserve it. Be good to others. I'll talk to you later.